see this gathering, because I didn't know until two or three days ago that there was going to be one in the afternoon, and I think perhaps it was my mistake in thinking it was going to be at 4 o'clock, and due to several circumstances over which we had no control this morning, we were a little late getting away, and we haven't been in Seattle much more than an hour. We've had lunch, and Pipe Major McLeod has just gone back to the hotel to get his pipes, so he shouldn't be very long. But until he gets here, for some of you who perhaps don't know too much of the history of this very famous piper, I could perhaps help by giving a little resume of his career. He is the pipe major of the depot of the Seaforth Highlanders in Fort George, just outside Inverness. He is a soldier, of course. He has served in Malaya. He was wounded in France in 1940. He was taken prisoner and escaped. And when you see him, you'll marvel that such a small man could manage all the accomplishments that he does. He is really a terrific piper. Even to pipers who are familiar with good piping, they will accept him within a quarter of an hour as the greatest piper, I'm sure, that they've ever had the privilege of hearing. He gets his pipes going, they sound more like an organ than they do like pipes by the time he gets around to getting them underway. He has captured every prize that a piper in Scotland can compete for. He's a holder of the gold medal of Inverness and the clasp for having won the same competition the second time. And I'm sure you'll agree with me in a very short time that what appears to be quite an impatient wait now will turn out to be have been well worthwhile. You can just bear with him until he gets here. Thanks very much. Say another thing while I'm on my feet, that you may be disappointed that he's not in a kilt. Had we known there was to be a gathering like this, believe me, he would have been in a kilt.
I'd like to introduce Pipe Major Alistair McCrae of the Washington Scottish Pipe Band, who I believe is responsible for bringing Mr. McLeod here. And he has finally arrived, he's in the building, but Mr. McCrae will announce the new office.
About the delay this afternoon, but they couldn't get away from Vancouver as early as they expected, and they ran into a little trouble on the way down. I believe Ed Esten has told you something about that. And I might say that we're not the Washington Scottish Pipe Band. Also has with them the Seattle Pipe Band, Keith Pipe Band, and Seattle Boys Junior Pipe Band, is bringing Donald McLeod today. Now he's out in the back here tuning up his pipes. He didn't expect to get roped into a little deal like this. As he puts it, we were in place of our annual concert. We decided people in Seattle should have a chance to hear this boy, as he is acclaimed the best there is. So when he gets those pipes going, he'll be right in here. Platform here over to Donald McLeod. Pipe Major Donald McLeod.